Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's your first time or you're a regular listener, we'll be testing your knowledge of pop music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can take on the challenge by yourself or find someone to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 90s, Animals, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 1990s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get to it. Question 1. Elton John's 1994 hit, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, was an Oscar-winning song taken from which popular animated film? Question 2. What 1990 number one hit from the group Wilson Phillips gained a revival in popularity after featuring in the 2011 film Bridesmaids? Question 3. Which 1999 hit by Shania Twain makes references to Brad Pitt and a rocket scientist in its lyrics? Question 4. According to a 1994 rock ballad by The Pretenders, I'll Stand Where? Question 5. Which Swedish band declared on their 1992 hit, All That She Wants Is Another Baby? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Animals. We're going to provide you with clues about 5 hit songs, all of which mention an animal in their title. Your job is to correctly identify the song title, with 1 point for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. The 2009 breakthrough hit for folk rock band Mumford & Sons. Question 7. A 1984 hit from Prince that featured in Purple Rain and references a bird of peace. Question 8. A 2008 single from Taylor Swift that makes reference to a trope from fairy tales and mythology. Question 9. A 1996 hit by Genuine, commonly associated with the Magic Mike film series. Question 10. A 2005 hit by Eminem, which references a well-known lullaby. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? you're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue is going to reveal more information. The sooner you can get the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born on the 24th of October, 1986, in Toronto, Canada. Clue 2. As a young teen, I began to take an interest in acting and starred in a teen drama series, whilst I began to make music behind the scenes. Clue 3. After years of honing my musical craft, at age 20, I released my first mixtape featuring a remix of a Lupe Fiasco hit. Clue 4. My big breakthrough came in 2008, when my single Best I Ever Had reached number 2 in the USA, and a series of hit albums followed that. Clue 5. My hit singles include One Dance, God's Plan, and In My Feelings. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. And welcome back. It is time to reveal those answers, starting with round one, the hits of the 90s. Here they are. Question 1. The Lion King. It would also win a Grammy and a Golden Globe. Question 2. Hold On by Wilson Phillips. Question 3. That Don't Impress Me Much from Shania Twain. Question 4. I'll Stand By You. The track would become a hit again a decade later, thanks to a cover by Girls Aloud. Question 5. Ace of Base sang the song All That She Wants. Continuing on to round 2, animals. We were looking for hits that all mentioned an animal in their title. Here are the answers. Question 6. Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons. Question 7. When Doves Cry by Prince. Question 8. White Horse by Taylor Swift. Question 9. Pony by Genuine. And question 10. Mockingbird by Eminem. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Drake. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It can help others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.